is, darling, but is it art?
Breath Spectrum is a solo exhibition by Nick Austin currently on at Coastal Science Gallery. Through an assemblage of found objects, sculpture, and archive, Austin invites the viewer into a space by which they are confronted with the material contemplation of aging, life, legacy, and the afterlife. Bringing together intersections of labor, the domestic, artistic, recreational, and industrial, the line between art and archive is blurred. In this space, we are asked to question where our things go when we're finished with them, where do we go when we're finished, and how will we be remembered? With transistor radios, chewing gum, ovens, eggs, tennis rackets and balls, and crosswords each present in the space, Austin summons curiosity and inquiry into these objects that may first appear random, but really mask the seriousness of his exploration. I had a corridor with Nick Austin about Breath Spectrum and his overall practice.
I've been working since the early 2000s, and so my practice has been developing for about 25 years or something like that. I work across a range of media, so I studied sculpture, usually in that time like found object sculpture. That was something I was just very adept at. I wasn't very technically a very skillful maker of things, and I found that gathering things together, found objects, making a kind of sculptural assemblage practice was something I was quite good at doing. So I'm quite interested in these kind of surrealistic aspects of, or surrealistic effects of work. So works that have a sense of surprise, and that is definitely connected to how humour works. So often when we laugh, you know, surprise precedes laughter. So that's something that I'm just interested in, the kind of cognition of how humour works, and trying to explore that through a sculptural practice. So that's like one kind of strand of the work. I'm really interested in like certain like tonal aspects of work. So as I said, I'm interested in humour. I'm also interested in like sadness and how those two things can kind of coexist. Also, I'm interested in just like thought processes. So one of my very first shows was called Concrete Thought, and it was about just kind of materially articulating thought processes. So that's another aspect of the work, like a tradition. I've talked about surrealism, but there's also a tradition of like concrete poetry, found poetry. I think that's another tradition within which my work sits. Language is a big part of the work as well. So relationship between image and language, image and text.
Talking about this current exhibition, Breath Spectrum, at Coastal Science, you're bringing together a collection of new assemblage sculptures, creating a space in which the viewer is prompted to contemplate these concepts of aging, life and legacy. I guess starting at the beginning there, what kind of began your interest in this exploration of the subject matter conceptually?
There are six works in the exhibition, and one of the very early works was adapted from a presentation I gave at my workplace. So I work at a place called the Hocken Library in Dunedin, which is one of the university libraries, and it's a research library that has all sorts of collections, so not just books. We've got maps, archives, music, film, and I work with the art and photography collections there. So in my day-to-day work, I do a lot of research services for remote users and on-site visitors to the collections. And just in my kind of daily work, I come across quite interesting collections of photographs in particular. And I found a collection of photographs taken at the Brinsley Oven Factory, or the Brinsley Works, on Jutland Street in Dunedin. And it's quite a rare, quite an unusual document of working life in a sort of industrial environment. And so I found these photos of these men working in the oven factory. And as it happens, The oven factory is situated on the same site, or in fact next door, I think, to where a warehouse residence was a few years ago, which had all these parties. And so there was this kind of psychogeography about that space that I was struck by. So this kind of coincidence of occupation there, the oven factory and the warehouse parties. And really good parties there with bands playing. And one of the bands was a friend's band called Negative Nancy's. And I just thought it would be fun and funny to make a kind of a Negative Nancy's music video. And so the work in the show is this like a Ken Burns effect slideshow of the photographs taken that I just took on my phone with this Negative Nancy song, and that forms the slideshow, and then the projector sits upon an oven that was made at the factory. So that was part of the work. I sort of wonder, I've spent my time thinking about the value of all these collections that I work with, and also thinking about like the relationship between like museums and op shops. And junkyards, and where does our stuff end up? I think I'm interested in this really fine line between something that's really precious and something that is a piece of garbage. And I think that's a line that a lot of the works are walking in the show. I'm also interested in how things are remembered, and also as an artist who is now, I guess, basically in middle age and stuff, just thinking about as a person as an artist what my legacy will be and what each of our legacies are, how we're remembered.
Beautiful, yeah, some really interesting ideas. I kind of want to flesh them out a little bit with particular reference to the sculptures within the show and the materials used. There's a lot of variety here. You're intersecting labour, the domestic, industrial, recreational and artistic, bringing together the likes of transistor radios, ovens, eggs, tennis rackets and balls and crosswords into one space. They do kind of tend to fall, I guess, within this kind of 20th century era of production, and are often juxtaposed with other objects to kind of deepen your inquiry. How do you kind of see the relationship between these ideas of life and legacy that guide the show and your sculptural materials?
I think you're right. There's a real manual aspect to the works, and I guess I'm interested in the patina and the texture of materials, and how their former lives, traces of their former life before they became art, can be held onto. I think that's part of their kind of energy, that they retain that. I'll tell you about one of the works in the show. So it's a series of six mirrors that I've bought in op shops, and on each of the mirrors I've inscribed a name of a New Zealand artist. And the names of the artists, Margaret Stoddart, Frances Hodgkins, Grace Joel, Evelyn Page and Shona McFarlane, I think may kind of like confuse or puzzle some viewers. Firstly, who are these people? They're all artists. They're all 19th century New Zealand artists. They're all women. And the thing that binds them together is that they have all of their names are now the names of a brand of retirement village in New Zealand. And I was just, I guess, as someone who works in libraries and stuff, I'm quite interested in like weird like classification systems and subject headings and stuff like that. And I was just very struck by this curious relationship that all these artists have, like that's what they have in common. And the fact that I put the names on mirrors, I guess, allows the viewer to kind of, you know, project themselves onto the frame and consider what, like, isn't that weird? Wouldn't it be so weird to have a rest home named after you? And obviously those artists would never have imagined such a thing. what a strange way to be remembered.
I wouldn't know what to make of that if that happened to me. You don't know how to feel. Yeah, I guess you kind of touched on it a bit earlier with the oven work and the moving image with that and your job and archives. But I guess I kind of wanted to flesh out a little bit more because audio is a big accompanying part of the exhibition,
yes.
Both with that work but also with the radios.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about how you kind of see that relationship. How do you kind of see the audio and this moving image work enhancing what you're trying to communicate in the sculptural works?
Well, this show is the first time I've used audio, and again I think the radio's work, so the radio work, which is the title of the work is Breath Spectrum, and it's a series of six identical transistor radios on wall ledges, and accompanying the six transistor radios are six different flavours of the Airwaves chewing gum. And I guess that was just sort of like the sound. So this, all the radios are turned on to AM frequency and they're all broadcasting a different station. So what you hear is just this total babble. You know, the sound has a physical quality because it's coming from the radio, so if you get close to the radio, the object itself, you can start hearing, you can hear each of the different stations clearer. So I just think in that case the sound is kind of like a found object. I sort of treated it as a sculptural thing. And I think you'll find that most of the works have sort of three elements. So in that case it's the sound, it's the transistor radios, and it's the chewing gum. I try and work in groups of three. I think that's a good structure to base work around or something like that. And then I was interested in the language. So, yeah, sort of, yeah, the transistor radios, it's just like a found sound. With the Negative Nancy's music video, I was just interested in that particular song. I was interested in Negative Nancy's because of their connection to the place, the Jutland Street site. But that particular song is about, it's called G-O-O-S-T, which you'll hear when you listen to the lyrics, stands for Get Our Shit Together. And obviously that sense of, you know, that tradition of making artwork, singing songs about not doing anything, I love that. And I really like the relationship between this kind of artistic, creative work that in this case is about not doing work. I like the relationship between that and the photographs of the guys working, these factory workers doing their thing. The kind of juxtaposition, all these different kinds of labour sitting along next to each other. And the sound, that particular sound is quite, you know, it's really raw, it's cool.
In terms of process, I'm quite interested. Would you say you're more materially driven or conceptually driven? What kind of comes first for you? Can you talk me through that?
I guess a condition of the work is that I don't have a lot of time. So I tend to carry around my little notebook and I'll just kind of like work will formulate as a recipe. So I'll just carry around notes and I'll write down ideas for artworks. And often the process of being in the studio is really one of execution. Sometimes I really wish it wasn't like that. Because you really need time. Ideally, you've got to allow for contingency, and that's when the good stuff happens, when you end up in a place not where you thought you might start off. However, oftentimes my work is quite prescribed, weirdly. But you'll see from the show, it's sort of quite effortless in a way. It's just like some stuff put together, but I spend a lot of time thinking about it.
For those who do come and see the show, how do you kind of hope viewers engage with the works and these ideas?
A quality of art, of any art experience, is you leave a gallery and you look at the world in a different way or something. And maybe somehow that's what I would like viewers to have happen for viewers. I think another really cool effect of art is that you can see possibilities. Just sort of seeing the work physically installed in the gallery, I think it's there's sort of like the question, is it a museum, is it a junk shop? And I guess I touched on that earlier at the start of the interview, but I think I like that tension that the show overall kind of occupies.
That was artist Nick Austin speaking to me about Breath Spectrum, a solo exhibition of his currently on at Coastal Science Gallery until the 25th of October. We're now listening to a track from Negative Nancy's, which Nick Austin references in the show and has included in the show, called GOST. You're on 95VFM.
Take.